Imagine if you couldn't use your own toilet because of a water shortage, and you and all your neighbors had to pay to use a public restroom. Imagine the ensuing revolt. Now, put that strange scenario to music. That's the premise of the Tony Award-winning musical, Urinetown. It's on stage this Friday and Saturday at Rutland's Paramount Theater. Nina Keck has this preview.
Sing a sing a sing a sing a song. Sing a sing a sing a sing a song.
At a recent rehearsal, members of the Paramount Players warmed up their voices and bodies. This cast has 21 performers, most of them locals. Music director Cameron Westcott says Urinetown the musical has an irreverent, dark humor and complex score that audiences will love.
It's really a dystopian piece focused on a premise of a drought and a water shortage where private toilets are outlawed. And so the only place that you can go is to a public bathroom. And if you don't do that, they send you to an infamous place called Urinetown.
You're at Urinetown. Your ticket should say Urinetown. No refunds, it's Urinetown. We'll keep that door.
I love the name personally. I know that it sounds crazy.
20-year-old Haley Yaruso lives in Rutland and plays the female lead, Hope Cladwell.
I think Urinetown as a title is a little offsetting when you first hear it. And the show is very offsetting as well, so I really, really, really like the title for this show.
In the musical, Hope has just finished college and is starting a job in the family business. It's a business run by her corrupt father, played by Rutland resident and veteran performer Chris Doyle.
He is the bad guy. He is the founder and president of the Urine Good Company, who basically controls a lot of the water in a very post-apocalyptic world.
The elder Cladwell uses the water shortage to his financial advantage, and in one of his signature numbers, gleefully croons about taking a town that formerly stank and making flushing mean flush at the bank.
I saw gray skies for boating and cold. I saw gray skies and made them rain gold. Now those skies aren't so bleak to behold. They're still gray, but they pay for your salaries tenfold. I took this town that formerly stank.
The storyline follows Hope's romance with the leader of an unlikely group of rebels who fight back against Cladwell and the absurd toilet charges they're forced to pay. Doyle and music director Westcott say the songs are funny but demanding and may remind audiences of other Broadway shows like Fiddler on the Roof, Chicago, West Side Story, and Les Mis.
It shouldn't work, but it does.
The show is really great, filled with great spots, low spots, all the emotions, everything. Everything's in there.
Urinetown premiered in 2001 and was nominated for 10 Tony Awards. It won 3. Despite being written 25 years ago, Chris Doyle says references to water shortages, taxes, corporate greed, and tariffs could have been ripped from today's headlines.
The old saying goes, history may not repeat itself, but it sure rhymes.
The Paramount Players will perform Urinetown Friday at 7 p.m. and at 1 and 7 p.m. on Saturday. For Vermont Public, I'm Nina Keck.
Freedom.